If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
It's EB News briefly for Saturday, 30th of November. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with news today of France reducing its EV subsidies. France, one of those countries in Europe that was still giving some pretty decent subsidies, up to 7,000 euros. It was called a bonus, the environmental bonus or EV bonus, depending on your income level. That 7,000 euros sadly being reduced to 4,000 euros. They're cutting back on all sorts of budgets with the electrification strategy in the spotlight. They're still going to spend about €1 billion in 2025. They're still going to offer those purchase bonuses. They'll still offer funds for supporting commercial vehicles and still continue the social leasing program for low-income households that's been so successful. So why aren't people buying the little Fiat 500e? Because it is a great little car. Custom designed. It looks the same as the Fiat 500, but it's on a pure EV platform. Great little car. Decent 40 plus kilowatt hour battery. Not the cheapest, but then you wouldn't expect a stylish car like the Fiat 500 to be cheap. But once again, they're going to pause production as they've done earlier this year at their Mia Fiori plant in Turin. And they would have had a Christmas shutdown factored in there anyway, which is a real shame because of demand for that vehicle, which is a cracking little vehicle. Go and have a look at the soft top version in the La Prima spec. It's gorgeous. Oh, hey, we'd love one, but maybe that's exactly the reason why we're not going out to buy one, because they are a little more premium and out of our budget. Well, the UK National Highways are next in the news, and they are doing a trial for DC fast charging for EVs connected to grid storage. Now, we obviously need to get DC fast charging on the 3,700 kilometres of motorway network here in this country, and some places are very well served and some aren't. So, using new flywheel energy storage technology developed by City University in London, the flywheel stores energy from the grid when there's low demand, and then when EVs turn up and need a big dump of power, then that is what it's good for. Well, that kicks off in January. I'll be following that trial. BYD is introducing sodium-ion batteries, this time for their grid storage project. But there's already sodium-ion batteries on the road in China, by the way. And so there's a couple of EV brands using sodium-ion batteries. They're about half, certainly for energy storage, you'd probably get about half as much as the best lithium-ion batteries. It's a 2.3 megawatt-hour system inside a standard 20-foot container, and you'd probably get about 5 with lithium-ion batteries. But sodium-ion batteries, obviously very safe, using the latest BYD long blade cells, and using very abundant sources of materials. China investing heavily in sodium ion, but so is the United States, not wanting to be left behind. Toyota is delaying the launch of their next EVs. The Lexus brand was going to have its next EV out. We heard from the Japan Mobility Show last year. The LFZC was due out next year, or maybe 2026. That's being pushed back to mid-2027, they say at Toyota, which is a shame. Maserati is launching a special edition of their electric car, the Gran Turismo Folgore. For 110 years of Maserati, they'll make 110 of these vehicles. You know, it's with the three motors, 800 plus horsepower, crazy specs, and very limited editions. So if you're in the market for that, well done you. And finally, a set of chargers have gone in that have been the bane of my life since I first got an EV. M27 southbound at Southampton is the last major charging stop for me before I get back to Dorset, Bournemouth and Poole. And they've just upgraded the single, solitary, just the lone DC fast charger that's been there for the last 15 years to 6 new 360 kilowatt grid serve chargers. Awesome. And that's briefly.